Come unto Christ through duty to God. Everything you do to fulfill your duty to God will help you to fulfill the invitation to come unto Christ. Young men, this year's mutual theme gives you an opportunity to take a fresh look at how you are fulfilling your duty to God as you progress in your priesthood service. As Brother David L. Beck, Young Men General President, explains on page 8 of this issue, the theme gets to the heart of priesthood service through its invitation to come unto Christ and be perfected in Him and deny yourselves of all ungodliness. Moroni chapter 10, verse 32. As you serve in the Aaronic priesthood, you will notice that everything you do to fulfill your duty to God helps you fulfill the invitation in the mutual theme as well. For instance, consider the 6 areas in each section of the Fulfilling My Duty to God booklet and ponder how they help you come unto Christ.
Pray and study the Scriptures. Jesus taught that men ought always to pray. Luke chapter 18, verse 1. We pray for guidance, and we teach that we should have frequent personal prayers and daily kneeling prayers as a family. Like Jesus, we pray to our Father in heaven, and we do so in the sacred name of Jesus Christ. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Followers of Christ, Ensign, May, 2013, page 97. In the end, the central purpose of all Scripture is to fill our souls with faith in God, the Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Blessing of Scripture, Ensign, May 2010, page 34.
Live worthily. Living the standards set in For the Strength of Youth will make you feel good about yourself. Write those standards into your heart and mind, and live accordingly. Compare each of those standards with where you are today. Listen to the Spirit, who will teach you what you need to do to become more like Jesus. If you recognize a need for change, make the change. Don't procrastinate. Use true repentance and the gift and power of the atonement of Jesus Christ to clear up those things that are keeping you from reaching your true potential. If this process appears tough, hang in there. It's worth it. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, See the End from the Beginning, Ensign, May 2006, page 45.
Understand doctrine. As you ponder and pray about doctrinal principles, the Holy Ghost will speak to your mind and your heart. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 8, verse 2. From events portrayed in the Scriptures, new insights will come, and principles relevant to your situation will distill upon your heart. You cultivate such revelatory experiences by living according to the light already given you, and by searching the Scriptures with pure motives, with real intent to come unto Christ. See Jacob chapter 1, verse 7, Omni chapter 1, verse 26, Moroni chapter 10, verse 30 and 32. As you do so, your confidence will wax strong in the presence of God, and the Holy Ghost will be your constant companion. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verses 45 and 46. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Living by Scriptural Guidance, Ensign, November 2000, page 18.
Administer priesthood ordinances. The sacrament is centered in Christ, the shedding of His blood, and the atonement He made for our sins. The authority to perform these ordinances belongs to the Aaronic priesthood. It is no wonder that we feel so humble when we participate in the ordinances assigned to the Aaronic priesthood. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, The Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, November 1981, page 31.
Serve others. Because you are called by Jesus Christ to His service, you may go forward with great confidence. The Savior will let you feel the love He feels for those you serve. The call is an invitation to become like Him. See 3 Nephi chapter 27, verse 27. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Watch Over and Strengthen, Ensign, May 2000, page 66.
Invite all to come unto Christ. Deacons and teachers are also to warn, expound, exhort, and teach, and invite all to come unto Christ. Doctrine and Covenants, section 20, verse 59. See verses 46 and 68 for priests. Many young men think that their missionary experience starts when they enter the missionary training center. We learn from the Scriptures that it starts long before that. The Lord wants every Aaronic priesthood holder to invite all to come unto Christ, beginning with his own family. Larry M. Gibson, First Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency, Sacred Keys of the Aaronic Priesthood, Ensign, May 2011, page 56. End of the article. Duty to God.